Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting details, but not a lot of them, on this hostage swap.
Yeah.
I hope this one isn't correct. Continuing the U.S. tradition of swapping a crazy number of prisoners for one or two Americans. We should not be doing that. Supposedly the number is up to 30 prisoners swapped for two Americans. We'll see. We'll see what the deal is with Russia. But they're calling it a massive, this is Times of Israel, massive Russia-U.S. prisoner swap. Massive in the point of we're giving up a lot of folks. So I think that only emboldens other countries to take our people, further causing the problem. But anyway, another tech titan, Lee, David Marcus, has flown the coop. And this is a big one because he was not only a lifelong Democrat, he was a major Democrat fundraiser and regular guest on cable television news shows.
Yeah.
He helped the DNC raise $100 million from Silicon Valley founders and executives. So this is a big deal. He's just come out on Twitter, because you do have to come out, right? Like you're coming out of the closet. And we'll be on to you. And he says, I am crossing the Rubicon and backing the Republican Party and President Trump. Many, including a former version of myself, get trapped in a mental framework that becomes their identity and prevents them from radically evolving their thinking with new facts and information. I finally broke free from it.
Wow, that was pretty insightful.
The rest of us call that taking the red pill.
Yeah.
My journey has been a gradual political 180 from where I stood in every previous election. It's been an eye-opening process of disenchantment, zero-basing lifelong beliefs and rebuilding from there. And, you know, he said in 2017, a good friend enlisted me to pitch the DNC to raise $100 million from Silicon Valley founders and executives. They were going to use those funds in no-hell to build a CRM, a tech platform, to prevent a repeat of Hillary Clinton's inadequate, outdated 2016 campaign. He says, we met with DNC leadership. They told us we could, you know, raise the money, all of that kind of stuff. He says, the next series of realizations began in 2019 when I was at Meta, right after we announced the Libra white paper. This guy is a former president of PayPal. As well. So definitely a insider in Silicon Valley. He said, I testified before the Senate and the House. And he said, I spent a lot of time in D.C. talking to lawmakers, cabinet members. At the time, I still believed the mainstream media idea that Democrats were all about serving the people. However, I was shocked to learn that for the most part, Republicans cared more deeply about their constituents, while Democrats, in my experience, cared more about government power and control. I also found that more Republicans wanted to understand our project's goals and took the time to learn about the risks of censoring payments and controlling the network. I found myself remarkably aligned with them. Then COVID came, he says, revealing more. While I don't subscribe to the most malicious vaccine conspiracy theories, I do take offense at the censorship machine put in place to hide the origin of the virus from the NIH-funded Wuhan lab and all dissenting voices on vaccinations and lockdowns. At that time, I fully appreciated why Republicans value freedom and freedom of speech and preventing censorship. He said this, listen to this. This could have come right off the show. I say this all the time. This trend of spinning and manufacturing a parallel reality to serve the Democrat agenda, solidified by complicit mainstream media, hit home with the Hunter Biden laptop story. Dang, that's what I always say. They used to, you know, when I started in talk radio, Lee, they lied about issues the Democrats did. They lied about facts, figures. They had a different lie for every issue. And this now that this is way beyond that. They are spinning at, just as he said, a parallel reality. And it's fake.
And it's just like what Kamala Harris is trying to do with the immigration issue right now.
Yes, that's a perfect example.
Claiming that Donald Trump blocked legislation. Donald Trump's not in office. He could not block the legislation. Yes, he could lobby for something to be and talk to Republican leaders, but he is not responsible for it. It is Congress. And they are lying about the fact that what the Democrats had voted for was going to do something to decrease immigration. What they're saying is that their legislation would actually have increased the number of Border Patrol agents. The problem is those Border Patrol agents were not patrolling the border and were not stopping illegal immigration. They were facilitating illegal immigration to continue those numbers to increase. That's what it was doing. And she's also lying about the fact that Republicans actually did have legislation that they passed in the House that would have increased border security. And the Democrats are the ones that stopped it, including the Biden administration and Harris, who at that time had actually been tasked by President Biden to be over that issue, the southern border.
Never mind that legislation that you're talking about would have mandated that Donald Trump let in 5,000 illegal immigrants a day in violation of law, because they didn't change the law to make it legal, in violation of law before he could enforce the border. Yeah, and you know what? Go along with what you're seeing here. Kamala Harris puts together this laughably ridiculous ad saying she's the strong one on the border.
Gosh, I know.
You know why? Because she knows the media will carry the lie, whatever the lie is, if she wants to be the opposite of what she was. I mean, this is a woman who first had the media deny she was ever the border czar in tandem, right? So that was step one, number one. Right. Step number two is this. It's the biggest pack of lies I've ever heard.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents. Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents.
Lie.
Kamala Harris supports investing in new technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked money to stop human traffickers. Kamala Harris prosecuted transnational gang members and got them sentenced to prison. Trump?
FBI is really interested in settling and in trying to do away with disinformation and malinformation that influences an election, then they should be censoring that ad because it is false.
But it's the parallel reality.
Exactly.
Did you see this New York? I knew what they were doing when they wrote it. The New York Times admits, hey, like all of Kamala's positions today are the exact opposite of where she's been over the last five years.
Yeah.
That's how recent this is.
Right.
And then they give her dispensation. Like, well, she changed. So, yeah, there she goes. Look at her. Now all of her views are new. Why did they write that? They wrote that so all the fact checkers could reference it when our side says, hey, she's for mandatory gun buyback. She's going to make you sell your gun to the government. They'll go, fake. Because why? Because she flipped all of her views at one time in one article. So now it's not real. Oh, no, she doesn't believe that. Well, but she did 3 years ago, though.
Going full John Kerry on us.
Yeah. But I mean, and this is a montage of her what's incredible is this is less than 5 years ago. And this is what the New York Times is essentially saying. Hey, we're going to let her flip all her views.
Right, of course.
We're going to let her flip everything. It's all fine.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals.
You support the Medicare for All bill. It will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Assault weapons that are already in circulation. What do you do about those?
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Not anymore, though. So that was the elite media giving their blessing to a complete rewrite of her total political record in one article. By the way, this was terrifying. I've never heard this one before. You know, she's been on the record. We're going to just do mandatory gun buyback. In other words, the federal government's going to say, you got to sell us your guns or else. And people will just sell their guns to the government, right? Listen to this exchange. I don't even know how I missed this. This is chilling. This is Kamala debating Joe and other candidates on the stage, right? And Kamala and Joe is saying, well, you know, I can't take people's guns, confiscate them with an executive order. That's unconstitutional. And Kamala is saying, yes, you can. That's how radical this woman is. Listen to this.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's get constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
So that was the moderator. So he's turning to her to say, hey, Joe's saying you can't constitutionally just sign a piece of paper, take everybody's guns. And what do you think, Kamala? And she's like, yes, we can.
Well,
that's terrifying.
The sad truth is Joe Biden was right. I actually agree with President Biden, or as some would call him now, former president.
You can see how she has to change her views, though.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what always happens with liberal, progressive, secularists. They get to the general election and they move to the center. Or close to the center.
David Marcus, former Democrat and Democrat fundraiser, continues. He says he's tired of the censorship that he sees online. He's tired of the parallel reality the Democrats have created. He said he became aware of it with the Biden laptop story. This is why this is a major Democrat fundraiser leaving and supporting Donald Trump. He says the coordinated vilification of President Trump and his followers and Biden's cognitive decline, the Biden laptop story, all of it hidden, depriving voters of a voice in a proper primary. These examples display the hubris of the current Democrat leadership. You must think the American people are fools to believe the spin on these issues. I despise this elite versus general population ideology viscerally.
Wow.
Coming from a liberal Democrat fundraiser who's just left the party, David Marcus, this is huge.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, he tweeted this, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know when he'll be going to prison, but soon. He'll be going soon.
Oh, gosh.
And that was just the first half. Oh, yes, it gets better.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The media is pretending to be outraged that Donald Trump used the term black jobs at a black journalist conference. So right now, you know, it's trending on X. All these headlines of Democrats using the term black jobs, in particular Al Sharpton, because they use it all the time. Why are they freaking out over this? Because they were not able to filter Trump's, because it's gone everywhere. They were not able to filter or censor Trump saying this, quote, to black people. My message is to stop people from invading our country. It's an invasion. These people are coming in and they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs and union jobs. They're in a panic about that. They don't want that said to the black people, to black people. And normally they can control that. Okay, black people listen to black radio, or, you know, they're Democrats. They may listen to mainstream media. They say they're not supposed to know how illegal immigrants are taking black jobs. So they got to distract from that. They got to make this sound like some kind of racist incident. Never mind that Democrats use the same term and they don't object. Donald Trump rocked this yesterday. Take a listen to some more of it. And you can see why the media wants to paint him as a racist. Because look, throughout all these clips, one of the things you can see, the crowd is with him. You can hear them. They're laughing with him. In one case, at the black interviewer. And they are black. It was remarkable. This is the level of alarm this morning among the media is how you could tell how good Trump actually did. And it was brave of him to go into the lion's den like this. This is a black journalist conference. These are going to be hardcore Democrat partisans who happen to be black, who are posing as journalists. And yet he went and talked to them anyway. Take a listen.
No, could be. There are some, and there are plenty. I know this lady right over there, Harris, is a fantastic person who just interviewed me at length. And we had a great interview, I think, and I heard you got very good ratings on that interview.
Well, you told me it was the longest one of your life, so we had a good discussion. Look, I want to talk about why you're here today. I mean, it is not lost on us how divided we are as a country. And as you were coming today, we really got to see that we are divided along the lines of race, along the lines of gender. And there is this question of, in this moment where we are, why come here? What is your message today?
My message is to stop people from invading our country that are taking, frankly, a lot of problems with it. But one of the big problems, and a lot of the journalists in this room I know and I have great respect for, a lot of the journalists in this room are black. I will tell you that coming from the border are millions and millions of people that happen to be taking black jobs. You had the best.
What exactly is a black job, sir?
A black job is anybody that has a job. That's what it is. Anybody that has a job.
All right.
And
Mr.
they're taking the employment away from black people. They're coming in and they're coming in. They're invading. It's an invasion of millions of people, probably 15, 16, 17 million people. I have a feeling it's much more than that. And everybody's been seeing what's happened. The first group of people, the black population, is affected most by that. And Kamala is allowing it to happen. She's the border czar. She's the worst border czar in the history of the world. There's never been a border czar like this. She's never even essentially been. She said she was there once, but not the right part of the border. So she was a border czar. She's done a horrible job. These people are coming into our country, and they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs. And frankly, they're taking union jobs. Unions are being very badly affected by all of the millions of people that are pouring into our country. And one thing, as we discussed, many of these people are coming in from mental institutions, from prisons, from jails. They're gang members in other countries. Other countries are setting loose their prisoners. They're opening up their prisons and their mental institutions, and they're taking their bad people, drug dealers, gang members, and they're bringing them into the United States. All right. By the way, their crime rate is going down, and our crime rate is going to be a disaster.
Okay, do you notice where the woman, the woman interviewing here, this who is black journalist, she's a hack, she's a Democrat journalist with CBS. Notice where she interrupted him. Right where he says, these people are coming and talking about illegal immigrants, they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs, union jobs. She immediately interrupts. Why? She doesn't want black people told that. And she acts like she's
Could be.
Offended.
There are some.
She acts like she's all offended. They're not. People all over Twitter right now are retweeting so many articles. Here's Chicago Tribune headline, a recession casualty, black jobs. Here's the Houston Chronicle, black jobs matter too. Amy Hannah Hauer and Amelia Hayes, it's an opinion. There's another headline, Sharpton calls for more black jobs. This is fake, okay? She interrupted him exactly that point because they are terrified for black people to figure out their jobs are being taken by his speech. Nobody ever says that to them. No one speaks the truth to them. They can't allow it even one time until they get amnesty, and then we can't send these people home. Now, I'm going to prove to you that this woman is pretending to be offended by Trump's racism. I played this earlier. The same black interviewer who's pretending she's so offended, Nancy Pelosi, white liberal woman, pointed a finger in her face and said, am I speaking English to you? When she wouldn't stop asking questions. Could you imagine if Trump did that? Trump was polite. He was. He pushed back, equal and opposite. He was polite. Nancy wasn't. Listen to how the same black journalist reacts. And you should go watch this on my Twitter feed. She's not even mad. And Nancy Pelosi's mocking her and asking her if she can speak English. She doesn't even get her feathers ruffled. Why? Because she's a Democrat who happens to be black, who's playing a reporter. Take a listen. This is that same reporter. Okay, nobody says anything. The mainstream media doesn't say anything. And the reporter herself is not offended.
Are you concerned whether or not he can win in November?
I think he can.
Do you believe he should run for re-election?
I'm not speaking English to you. I'm not going to be making any statements about any of that right now in the hallway.
Am I speaking English to you? Points her finger right in her face. Same journalist doesn't even, she doesn't even break a sweat. She doesn't care. That's how she lets liberal white women talk to her. Why? Because she's primarily a Democrat, not a black woman. Just like Kamala Harris, who's primarily an Indian woman pretending to be a black woman in order to get the votes of Democrats, as Donald Trump brilliantly pointed out yesterday. If you can't imagine some of your friends, family members with any other name except the one they have, this is a fascinating study. There's a reason for that. Study conducted by Israel's Reichman University just found a correlation between certain facial features and names. For example, people named Steve may share a similar feature or features. However, researchers did not find this phenomenon in babies, indicating a person's face changes over time to fit his or her name. They say that the facial features gradually change to go with the name as people conform to it. Dr. Yonat Zwebner, the study's lead author, says he thinks there are social stereotypes associated with names and people subconsciously try to match them. That social structuring is so strong that it can affect a person's appearance over time. Your appearance is, of course, affected, by the, attempting to socially structure your life to fit your name. These findings, he says, may imply the extent to which other personal factors that are even more significant than names may shape who people grow up to be. And the headline on it, new study finds people alter their appearance to suit their names, even if they don't realize that they're doing it. I don't know. There could be something to that. If you've ever met the rare person who doesn't fit their name, have you ever noticed something? I find it really hard to remember those people's names. It's because the name doesn't fit. It's weird. It sticks out. But they're few and far between, at least in my experience. That most people either fit their names, which is weird. I mean, when you're born to your parents, you can't tell what the person's going to look like. Because you got so much baby fat on your face. You got all the fat cells you'll ever have, and they're all bunched up because your face is small. So it's hard to tell your defining features. I mean, you can get some of them, but not really. And most of the time, the person's name is picked before they're born anyway. I always thought that was interesting because so many people end up being a perfect fit for their name or pretty good. And you meet someone, you're like, yeah, that's an Ashley. Yeah, I can see that's a Debbie. I mean, no, you know what a phenomenon? Yeah, okay, I'll give you an example. We even know subconsciously, societally, that's a Karen. Right? We are like, yeah, we know what that is. Not if your name's Karen, no offense. It's not, it wasn't a bad thing until recently, but yeah. We kind of all know. That's a Ken. We know what that is too. Although we shouldn't, because names don't have definitions. I don't know. I just went right for that because that study is like, oh, wow, I've noticed that all my life. I wonder how people's names end up fitting them so well in so many cases. And I find it absolutely fascinating. They did facial analysis and found that, yes, there are facial features that are very common to names. Something to that. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texture rates, dear, I have a rare name, Celeste, and I only know five women with my name, so not sure Celeste can be matched up. I actually knew a Celeste. I have a picture of what a Celeste is in my mind. I don't know. Texture rates, woke Olympics are allowing pretend women to beat up on actual women in boxing. I am so confused by the story. I know what you're talking about. I was going to do the story before I read about it extensively and was so confused I threw my hands up. There's two boxers that are boxing the Olympics. Let me bottom line this. They don't do the test where you drop your jaws and you show them you're a girl or a boy, right? There's no test like that. So all they can do is hormonal tests. And these two boxers, including one who defeated their opponent in 46 seconds, the woman fighting this person, it gave up after 46 seconds, said, I can't go on. The hits are too hard. I'm going to get hurt. The person had a level of testosterone that would qualify them as being in the range of unfair competition with a woman. Let's put it that way. Well, are they a dude or not? That's the thing. Nobody's really sure. And you can't really ask if you know what I mean. Hey, I mean, we could settle this real fast. You know what I'm saying? Drop your jaws. But you can't ask them that because it's politically incorrect. So you kind of got to pull blood, notice unusually high levels of testosterone. One of the Russian officials blew the whistle on Telegram and said, yes, both of these boxers, there's two Olympic boxers, are actually men. They have XY chromosomes. Women have XX. So this is a problem. I'm worried this is a whole new phase of this men and women dominating women's sports thing. What happens if somebody wants to play who's not willing to volunteer that they're transgender? Then what? You kind of look like it. Both of them look like dudes. I mean, just full on look like dudes. Anyway, it was Algeria's Imani Khalif who won the match in 46 seconds. The woman cried and then walked off the mat and said, look, I can't take another hit. This is too much. I'm going to get hurt. 46 seconds. Anyway, despite having a hormonally unfair advantage, is the way that it was put after the test. That's an advantage in testosterone. These two were allowed to compete anyway. Okay, one of them, forget it. Just look at their pictures. I don't know what else to tell you. And I gotta wonder, is this gonna be the new thing? That looks like a dude. Yeah, I know. Looks like a dude. Is it a dude? I don't know. We don't have a way to tell if it's a dude. Yeah, I know. I mean, we have the test, but an unusually high level of testosterone. I don't know. Can't ask them to drop their pants. And so what do you get for that? A medal, apparently. You get a medal. I guess. But the important thing is the woman has to defer to the actual woman who can prove she's biologically a woman has to defer to whatever the man wants. That's the important part. We're second-class citizens in sports again, all these years later. Texture rates, dear, have them subjected to a hernia protocol. That sounds awful, whatever it is. I don't even know. Texture rates, how about a low-blow punch? That could work. Another texture rates, I have lived in five states, and tons of people in each state have called me Mike. My name is Mark. Yeah, I know what you're talking. There is a difference between what a Mike and a Mark should look like. Don't ask me why. I just know it. I'm really interested in things that people just know. Hive mind. I think it's a thing. Texture rates. I've met women who were women that had a mustache and some chest hair. Really? Because I've been a woman my whole life, and I've been in changing rooms with women. I've never seen a woman with chest hair. Well, until this whole transgender craze and the hormones. I don't even think I've seen chest hair on a woman then. I don't know. Okay. And there you. Okay. A lot of these I can't read.
They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
Yep, J.D. Vance. They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists.
They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
Yeah, folks reeling with outrage. But they did not warn the 9/11 families. They had to find out about it in the media. Outrageous. And this isn't just some 9/11 terrorist. This is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind, and two others. Plea deal. Oh, what's in it? You scrubs, Americans, you don't get to know. No, it's a secret plea deal. We know they get to avoid the death penalty for killing a mere 2,976 Americans. How is that fair, by the way? I've been asking this a little bit. How is that fair to Americans in jail for murder today who killed one person and didn't get a plea deal like this? Who were on death row and didn't get a plea deal like this? And they're Americans. I don't know. But the Firefighters Union, FDNY, you know, so many of them died. They died going up in the towers heroically. I'll never forget it. But they died for years after. Those who survived because, you know, the buildings burned, the jet fuel, all of that. It put toxic chemicals in the air. They breathed it. And, well, I'll read this statement of disgust at the Biden administration from the Fire Department of New York. A union representing New York firefighters says its rank and file are disgusted and disappointed by the plea deal. On behalf of the New York City firefighters, especially the survivors of September 11th terrorist attack, who were living with the illnesses and injuries that were inflicted upon us that day, we are disgusted and disappointed that these three terrorists were given a plea deal and allowed to escape the ultimate justice, the death penalty, while each month, three more heroes from the Fire Department of New York are dying from World Trade Center illnesses. And that's the FDNY Uniformed Firefighters Association. That's the statement that they put out. Wow. Again, they're saying the same thing that the families are saying. While we acknowledge the decision to avoid the death penalty, our primary concern remains access to these individuals for information. These plea deals should not perpetuate a system of closed-door agreements where crucial information is hidden without giving the families of the victims the chance to learn the full truth. That is why this is happening. That is why. And that's what Brett Eagle, I can't play this enough today. The shock of it this morning hearing, you know, you hear from the president of the group that represents the 9/11 families. You think they're going to be outraged about the death penalty. They are, that it's off the table. But what they're most outraged about is the fact that...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience...
is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you can't imagine some of your friends, family members with any other name except the one they have, this is a fascinating study. There's a reason for that. Study conducted by Israel's Reichman University just found a correlation between certain facial features and names. For example, people named Steve may share a similar feature or features. However, researchers did not find this phenomenon in babies, indicating a person's face changes over time to fit his or her name. They say that the facial features gradually change to go with the name as people conform to it. Dr. Yonat Zwebner, the study's lead author, says he thinks there are social stereotypes associated with names and people subconsciously try to match them. That social structuring is so strong that it can affect a person's appearance over time. Your appearance is, of course, affected, by the, attempting to socially structure your life to fit your name. These findings, he says, may imply the extent to which other personal factors that are even more significant than names may shape who people grow up to be. And the headline on it, new study finds people alter their appearance to suit their names, even if they don't realize that they're doing it. I don't know. There could be something to that. If you've ever met the rare person who doesn't fit their name, have you ever noticed something? I find it really hard to remember those people's names. It's because the name doesn't fit. It's weird. It sticks out. But they're few and far between, at least in my experience. That most people either fit their names, which is weird. I mean, when you're born to your parents, I mean, you can't tell what the person's going to look like. I mean, because you got so much baby fat on your face. You got all the fat cells you'll ever have, and they're all bunched up because your face is small. So it's hard to tell your defining features. I mean, you can get some of them, but not really. And most of the time, the person's name is picked before they're born anyway. I always thought that was interesting because so many people end up being a perfect fit for their name or pretty good. And you meet someone, you're like, yeah, that's an Ashley. Yeah, I can see that's a Debbie. I mean, no, you know what a phenomenon? Yeah, okay, I'll give you an example. We even know subconsciously, societally, that's a Karen. Right? We are like, yeah, we know what that is. Not if your name's Karen, no offense. It wasn't a bad thing until recently, but yeah, we kind of all know. That's a Ken. We know what that is too. Although we shouldn't, because names don't have definitions. I don't know, I just went right for that, because that study is like, oh wow, I've noticed that all my life. I wonder how people's names end up fitting them so well in so many cases. And I find it absolutely fascinating. They did facial analysis and found that, yes, there are facial features that are very common to names. Something to that. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, I have a rare name, Celeste, and I only know five women with my name, so not sure Celeste can be matched up. I actually knew a Celeste. I have a picture of what a Celeste is in my mind. I don't know. Texter writes, woke Olympics are allowing pretend women to beat up on actual women in boxing. I am so confused by this story. I know what you're talking about. I was going to do the story before I read about it extensively and was so confused I threw my hands up. There's two boxers that are boxing the Olympics. Let me bottom line this. They don't do the test where you drop your jaws and you show them you're a girl or a boy, right? There's no test like that. So all they can do is hormonal tests. And these two boxers, including one who defeated their opponent in 46 seconds, the woman fighting this person, it gave up after 46 seconds, said, I can't go on. The hits are too hard. I'm going to get hurt. The person had a level of testosterone that would qualify them as being in the range of unfair competition with a woman. Let's put it that way. Well, are they a dude or not? That's the thing. Nobody's really sure. And you can't really ask, if you know what I mean. Hey, I mean, we could settle this real fast. You know what I'm saying? Drop your jaws. But you can't ask them that because it's politically incorrect. So you kind of got to pull blood, notice unusually high levels of testosterone. One of the Russian officials blew the whistle on Telegram and said, yes, both of these boxers, these two Olympic boxers, are actually men. They have XY chromosomes. Women have XX. So this is a problem. I'm worried this is a whole new phase of this men and women dominating women's sports thing. What happens if somebody wants to play who's not willing to volunteer that they're transgender? Then what? You kind of look like it. And both of them look like dudes. I mean, just full on look like dudes. Anyway, it was Algeria's Imani Khalif who won the match in 46 seconds. The woman cried and then walked off the mat and said, look, I can't take another hit. This is too much. I'm going to get hurt. 46 seconds. Anyway, despite having a hormonally unfair advantage, is the way that it was put after the test. That's an advantage in testosterone. These two were allowed to compete anyway. Okay, one of them, forget it. Just look at their pictures. I don't know what else to tell you. And I gotta wonder, is this gonna be the new thing? That looks like a dude. Yeah, I know. Looks like a dude. Is it a dude? I don't know. We don't have a way to tell if it's a dude. Yeah, I know. I mean, we have the test, but an unusually high level of testosterone. I don't know. Can't ask them to drop their pants. And so what do you get for that? A medal, apparently. You get a medal. I guess. But the important thing is the woman has to defer to the actual woman who can prove she's biologically a woman has to defer to whatever the man wants. That's the important part. We're second-class citizens in sports again, all these years later. Texture rates, dear, have them subjected to a hernia protocol. That sounds awful, whatever it is. I don't even know. Texture rates, how about a low-blow punch? That could work. Another texture writes, I have lived in 5 states and tons of people in each state have called me Mike. My name is Mark. Yeah, I know what you're talking. There is a difference between what a Mike and a Mark should look like. Don't ask me why. I just know it. I'm really interested in things that people just know. Hive mind. I think it's a thing. Texture writes, I've met women who were women that had a mustache and some chest hair. Really? Because I've been a woman my whole life and I've been in changing rooms with women. I've never seen a woman with chest hair. Well, until this whole transgender craze and the hormones. I don't even think I've seen chest hair on a woman then. I don't know. Okay. And there you go. Okay. A lot of these I can't read.
They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
Yep, J.D. Vance. They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists.
They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
Yeah, folks reeling with outrage. But they did not warn the 9/11 families. They had to find out about it in the media. Outrageous. And this isn't just some 9/11 terrorist. This is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind, and two others. Plea deal. Oh, what's in it? You scrubs, Americans, you don't get to know. No, it's a secret plea deal. We know they get to avoid the death penalty for killing a mere 2,976 Americans. How is that fair, by the way? I've been asking this a little bit. How is that fair to Americans in jail for murder today? Who killed one person? and didn't get a plea deal like this. Who are on death row and didn't get a plea deal like this. And they're Americans. I don't know. But the Firefighters Union, FDNY, you know, so many of them died. They died going up in the towers heroically. I'll never forget it. But they died for years after. Those who survived because, you know, the buildings burned, the jet fuel, all of that. It put toxic chemicals in the air. They breathed it. And, well, I'll read this statement of disgust at the Biden administration from the Fire Department of New York. A union representing New York firefighters says its rank and file are disgusted and disappointed by the plea deal. On behalf of the New York City firefighters, especially the survivors of September 11th terrorist attack, who were living with the illnesses and injuries that were inflicted upon us that day, we are disgusted and disappointed that these three terrorists were given a plea deal and allowed to escape the ultimate justice, the death penalty, while each month, three more heroes from the fire department in New York are dying from World Trade Center illnesses. And that's the FDNY Uniformed Firefighters Association. That's the statement that they put out. Wow. Again, they're saying the same thing that the families are saying. While we acknowledge the decision to avoid the death penalty, our primary concern remains access to these individuals for information. These plea deals should not perpetuate a system of closed-door agreements where crucial information is hidden without giving the families of the victims the chance to learn the full truth. That is why this is happening. That is why. And that's what Brett Eagle, I can't play this enough today. The shock of it this morning hearing, you know, you hear from the president of the group that represents the 9/11 families. You think they're going to be outraged about the death penalty. They are, that it's off the table. But what they're most outraged about is the fact that this, there won't be a trial. And if there isn't a trial, there's no discovery. They have no way to go after the rest of the planners of 9/11. They have no way to know the truth about the planning of 9/11. And they say they think the reason the government cut this plea deal is not because there are a bunch of liberals who love terrorists, although they are in the Biden administration. It's to hide what happened that day and who was really responsible for it from the American people. Here, I'll let Brett Eagleson explain. This is from Fox News this morning. He was talking to Todd Pyro.
Well, it's just terrible and it's shocking. And just yesterday, I sat with over 500 family members in the Southern District of Federal Court in Manhattan, where we waited 23 years for a trial in that court. And we found out about all the role that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has played. We finally got access to documents that the FBI and the DOJ has finally shared with us. And this is exactly why. And this is the importance of why we need a public trial. Look, the United States government does not want the American public to see what these individuals have to say. They want to wrap 9/11 up in a box and put a little bow on it and put it on a shelf and never have to deal with these painful, tough issues.
It's not because they're painful. It's painful for the government is what he means. Because they still haven't released all the 9/11 papers. The Bush administration, when nobody else was able to get in a plane and fly in the air, because remember, everything was locked down, allowed the Saudis to fly back and escape justice, including to escape from FBI interviews. They were not made available, shuffled on a plane and run out of the country by the Bush administration. Why? And that's what they can't get answers to.
We want to know what the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia did. We want to know what they did. Listen, everything that we've uncovered said that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has played a significant role. We now know that 30 individuals helped Saudi Arabian government officials facilitate and support the 9/11 hijackers. These individuals hold the truth to what actually happened on 9/11. It wasn't that somehow 19 individuals with no knowledge of English, no experience in Western culture, no money, no idea how to fly a plane, were able to somehow band together and pull off the most devastating and consequential attack in this country's history without any help from anybody. And what we've uncovered is that they had significant help. They had help in the form of the government of Saudi Arabia.
And for some reason, our government does not want us to know the details of that. And that's what he's saying. Folks, that could have come off a conspiracy website. It could have come off a conspiracy channel on YouTube. This is the guy elected by over 1,000 9/11 families to represent him, them. And they're saying it. They're saying that the government cut this deal because they don't want these terrorists talking in an open court in a place in a way they can't control. So they cut him a plea deal to avoid the trial. Because, you know, there's discovery, right? All of a sudden, lawyers for both sides have the right to access documents. That's a problem. If you have a trial, then you might find out the whole story, which we still don't know on 9/11. And you know what's funny? We had this innocence about these agencies from the FBI to the CIA. Back then, we thought they were good American patriots. Maybe they still were to an extent. We don't have that innocence anymore. And why does every one of these big things stink to high heaven? It's not just this one. With the cover-ups and the obfuscation, and now finding out today that the new acting director of the Secret Service lied as well in those hearings. He's only been there like, what, less than a week, and he's already lying to Congress under oath? Finding out he was the one making a lot of the decisions that caused the potential death of Trump and the death of people at that rally. And you go for everything from they lied in Vegas, they lied about the rally, they lie about 9/11, cover up. What is it with these people?
They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
Yep, J.D. Vance. They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists.
They're cutting a sweetheart deal with 9/11 terrorists. We need a president who kills terrorists, not negotiates with them.
Yeah, folks reeling with outrage. But they did not warn the 9/11 families. They had to find out about it in the media. Outrageous. And this isn't just some 9/11 terrorist. This is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind, and two others. Plea deal. Oh, what's in it? You scrubs, Americans, you don't get to know. No, it's a secret plea deal. We know they get to avoid the death penalty for killing a mere 2,976 Americans. How is that fair, by the way? I've been asking this all day. How is that fair to Americans in jail for murder today who killed one person and didn't get a plea deal like this? Who were on death row and didn't get a plea deal like this? And they're Americans. I don't know. But the Firefighters Union, FDNY, you know, so many of them died. They died going up in the towers heroically. I'll never forget it. But they died for years after. Those who survived because, you know, the buildings burned, the jet fuel, all of that. It put toxic chemicals in the air. They breathed it. And, well, I'll read this statement of disgust at the Biden administration from the Fire Department of New York. A union representing New York firefighters says its rank and file are disgusted and disappointed by the plea deal. On behalf of the New York City firefighters, especially the survivors of September 11th terrorist attack, who were living with the illnesses and injuries that were inflicted upon us that day, we are disgusted and disappointed that these three terrorists were given a plea deal and allowed to escape the ultimate justice, the death penalty, while each month, three more heroes from the fire department in New York are dying from World Trade Center illnesses. And that's the FDNY Uniformed Firefighters Association. That's the statement that they put out. Wow. Again, they're saying the same thing that the families are saying. While we acknowledge the decision to avoid the death penalty, our primary concern remains access to these individuals for information. These plea deals should not perpetuate a system of closed-door agreements where crucial information is hidden without giving the families of the victims the chance to learn the full truth. That is why this is happening. That is why. And that's what Brett Eagle, I can't play this enough today. The shock of it this morning hearing, you know, you hear from the president of the group that represents the 9/11 families. You think they're going to be outraged about the death penalty. They are, that it's off the table. But what they're most outraged about is the fact that this, there won't be a trial. And if there isn't a trial, there's no discovery. They have no way to go after the rest of the planners of 9/11. They have no way to know the truth about the planning of 9/11. And they say they think the reason the government cut this plea deal is not because there are a bunch of liberals who love terrorists, although they are in the Biden administration. It's to hide what happened that day and who was really responsible for it from the American people. Here, I'll let Brett Eagleson explain. This is from Fox News this morning. He was talking to Todd Pyro.
Well, it's just terrible, and it's shocking. And just yesterday, I sat with over 500 family members in the Southern District of Federal Court in Manhattan, where we waited 23 years for a trial in that court, and we found out about all the role that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has played. We finally got access to documents that the FBI and the DOJ has finally shared with us, and this is exactly why, and this is the importance of why we need a public trial. Look, the United States government does not want the American public to see what these individuals have to say. They want to wrap 9/11 up in a box and put a little bow on it and put it on a shelf and never have to deal with these painful, tough issues.
It's not because they're painful. It's painful for the government is what he means. Because they still haven't released all the 9/11 papers. The Bush administration, when nobody else was able to get in a plane and fly in the air, because remember, everything was locked down, allowed the Saudis to fly back and escape justice, including to escape from FBI interviews. They were not made available, shuffled on a plane and run out of the country by the Bush administration. Why? And that's what they can't get answers to.
We want to know what the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia did. We want to know what they did. Listen, everything that we've uncovered said that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has played a significant role. We now know that 30 individuals helped Saudi Arabian government officials facilitate and support the 9/11 hijackers. These individuals hold the truth to what actually happened on 9/11. It wasn't that somehow 19 individuals with no knowledge of English, no experience in Western culture, no money, no idea how to fly a plane, were able to somehow band together and pull off the most devastating and consequential attack in this country's history without any help from anybody. And what we've uncovered is that they had significant help. They had help in the form of the government of Saudi Arabia.
And for some reason, our government does not want us to know the details of that. And that's what he's saying. Folks, that could have come off a conspiracy website. It could have come off a conspiracy channel on YouTube. This is the guy elected by over 1,000 9/11 families to represent him, them. And they're saying it. They're saying that the government cut this deal because they don't want these terrorists talking in an open court in a place in a way they can't control. So they cut him a plea deal to avoid the trial. Because, you know, there's discovery, right? All of a sudden, lawyers from both sides have the right to access documents. That's a problem. If you have a trial, then you might find out the whole story, which we still don't know on 9/11. And you know what's funny? We had this innocence about these agencies from the FBI to the CIA. Back then, we thought they were good American patriots. Maybe they still were to an extent. We don't have that innocence anymore. And why does every one of these big things stink to high heaven? It's not just this one. With the cover-ups and the obfuscation and now finding out today that the new acting director of the Secret Service lied as well in those hearings. He's only been there like, what, less than a week, and he's already lying to Congress under oath? Finding out he was the one making a lot of the decisions that caused the potential death of Trump and the death of people at that rally. And you go for everything from they lied in Vegas, they lied about the rally, they lie about 9/11, cover up. What is it with these people?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.